halfway true fun facts about the Kansas City Chiefs. Did you know that the Kansas City Chiefs started life in Dallas as the Dallas Texans? That's right, the Dallas Texans were one of the original teams of the American Football League. They started in 1960, but after two or three years, the owners decided that they had one too many teams in Dallas, so they decided to move the Texans to Kansas City and start over with a new name. But the Texans weren't the only cool thing to come out of Dallas. Did you know that Dallas is also home of the 8-Track Museum? I know you don't believe me, but that's true. There's a museum in Dallas dedicated to 8-Track tapes. Now, if you're too young, which you probably are, ask your parents or your grandparents about 8-Track tapes. Basically, it was like a cassette that you jammed into this machine, and it started playing your songs right away. The problem was it would switch tracks right in the middle of a song. It'd be like, every breath you take, ka-chunk, and every move you make. See what I mean? Was that singing? Did you call that singing? It sounded like your cat was dying. Now, for a new team, the Chiefs were pretty good. I mean, they were good as the Dallas Texans, and as the Chiefs, they won league championships in 1962, 1966, and 1969. They even won Super Bowl IV in 1970 over the heavily favored Minnesota Vikings, 23-7. The spread for that game was 12.5 to 13 points in favor of Minnesota, so go Chiefs. The Chiefs coach was rumored to have said they won based on their diet of Kansas City barbecue. I think maybe he was kidding if that story is even true. Speaking of Kansas City barbecue, do you know that was the name of the restaurant that Goose and Maverick sing the song Great Balls of Fire in the movie Top Gun? And at the end of the movie, do you remember that last scene where they were playing the song You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling? Well, for the Minnesota Vikings in 1970, the song was You've Lost That Winning Feeling. Is that the joke? You've lost that winning feeling? I think you've lost that funny feeling. When the Texans moved to Kansas City, they had a fan contest to come up with a new name, and they selected Chiefs, as that was the nickname of the mayor of Kansas City at the time. There were several other entries that were very popular. One of them was Kansas City Royals, which obviously turned out to be the name of their baseball team, which started operation in 1969. But another popular entry for the fan contest for the new name for the Dallas Texans was the Kansas City Mules. Huh? Why not just call them the Kansas City Donkeys? You could have Donkey Ear Night. Is that the joke? You went all that way for the donkey ear thing? It's pitiful. Folks, those are halfway true fun facts about the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.